We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Baby Yoda song. I will have to explain this for my listeners out there who may not know.
Very appropriate. Very appropriate.
Joining us now to give us our weekly legislative update is State Representative Nick Hoheisel from Southwest Wichita's 97th District. Nick, nice to see you again, my friend.
It's always good to be on here with you, John.
So for those of you who don't know, obviously you probably know, Laura Kelly, among the other things, within 24 hours of promising during the State of the State that she was going to not raise taxes and lower taxes, she rolled out a $50 million or whatever it was, multi-million dollar tax increase on streaming services, including Disney Plus, which is where Mandalorian airs and has the Baby Yoda. You tweeted out this awesome picture of Baby Yoda crying and were quoted in the paper saying, why would you tax Baby Yoda? So that's the
that's the question there. Why would we tax Baby Yoda? I would never do that to Baby Yoda.
She wants more money.
And back to the tax plan, it's not just on streaming services, it's on any digital services. So if you buy an app on your phone, she wants you to pay a tax.
If
on
you
that.
Read a book on a Kindle, the whole thing is so asinine.
And I think the problem I have most with this, other than the raising taxes part, is that a lot of lower income and working families depend on these streaming services like Netflix to supplement their entertainment. They can't afford to go to the movies every week.
Or many can't afford cable. I know a lot of people who've done away with their cable, done away with all that, and they have a streaming service. Yeah. In order to watch TV. That's their entertainment. They can pay $5 a month for a basic, mm-hmm. Like Disney Plus. If you bought that yearly service, it's not that expensive. So you can have Disney Plus and a basic,
that's your entertainment budget for the month. And why would we as a government make it harder for families to entertain?
Because Laura Kelly needs more money.
Yes.
Which is why she's got a rebate on food that doesn't really help people at the lowest income bracket because they don't pay income taxes.
Yeah, that goes back. Hopefully we can rectify that this year as well. I know she's mentioned a willingness to work with us, which is a good thing. I wish she had that willingness last year when we put two bills on her desk that reduced the food sales tax.
And she vetoed both.
So
one of the things, I know you've got the you've had a busy week already last week. You had the constitutional amendment that's coming up this week.
Yep, absolutely. And we're looking forward to get to that this week. We're hoping to work it on the House floor this week. I'm fully looking forward to supporting that, getting that passed. I know we're close on the vote total. Any of your listeners out there, if they could call, email, reach out to their state representative, their state senator, let them know you support this amendment and help us get it over the finish line.
Yeah, we've got coming up later next hour, I've got Peter Northcutt and Brittany Jones are going to be on the show. And one of the things I'm going to ask them is, frankly, we're at a point now where it's time to start naming names. I want to know if there are members of the South Central delegation. In fact, we'll talk about that here in a minute. But if there are members of this area, the reps or senators in this area that need to hear from their constituents because they haven't committed one way or the other. And I know there are, and Peter will give us some names of folks that need to hear from their constituents.
And reach out to those people and line them up and let them know how you feel on this.
Yeah, I agree. One way or the other, I imagine my listeners are going to be in favor of a pro-life bill, I would imagine.
So
you've got that one. Obviously, that's the big ticket. Over on the Senate side, you got Jim Denning pushing Obamacare. Uh-huh. What other interesting bills on the House side that have come up or you think are going to come up soon?
So not really an interesting bill at this point, but the Republican leadership last week rolled out a Make Kansas Work plan.
I saw that.
To help bring us in Kansas into the next decade, and it has five policy points on it, including investment in rural hospitals, encouraging home ownership and rural housing for first-time home buyers, reducing state taxes on seniors with a Social Security exemption, giving every Kansas the right to work with Target Unemployment Act, and building tomorrow's workforce today, a Kansas Promise Act. So your listeners can go to makekansaswork.com to find more about these initiatives that we're going to try to pass this year, because it's time that we have a plan in the Republican Party for the future of our state. We're really going to push these hard. They're really going to help out rural Kansas, especially the hospital ones, the rural healthcare ones. You hear a lot about Medicaid expansion and what it's supposed to do for rural hospitals. The fact is, they're not going to save them. These hospitals, they need a right size. And with our Rural Healthcare Innovation Fund, they'll be able to do that.
Well, and that's a good – I'm glad you mentioned that, because we've had multiple guests on that have made that case. Just last week we had Nick Horton on, and he talked about the fact that in Arkansas, where they passed Medicaid expansion now going on 7 years ago, hospitals are still closing. The rural hospitals are still closing. Main hospitals are still laying off folks because Medicaid expansion, though it'll give you some money, it's not going to solve the problem.
It won't. And the problem is, some of these hospitals they're too big for the areas they're serving now. So they kind of need a right size, and our plan will help them right size and help them become sustainable.
Yep, absolutely. So I know you serve on a couple of different committees, judiciary, which is one of those, wake me up kind of. I know I served on it for 4 years. I also served on energy. You serve on energy.
Yep.
You guys are waiting to get the study results back on the rate study, aren't you?
Yeah, we've actually received that back last week. I'm digging into it now. It's about 324 pages.
Ooh.
So it's a doozy. There are some recommendations about what we can do on the state level to lower electric rates. If your listeners didn't know, which I'm sure they do because they all have electricity, we have some of the highest rates in the region. And we commissioned a study last year, Senate Bill 69, to help investigate and figure out why we have such high energy rates compared to our neighbors. We got the first phase of the study back this year, so we'll dig into that and work on some recommendations.
And I know you were just elected to chair the South Central delegation. I was a vice chair, so I know you're familiar with the South Central. For those who aren't familiar with the South Central delegation, and you've been a part of it, it's ranged, it's varied in size. Sometimes it goes all the way to McPherson, you've got members, but it's basically all the 4th Congressional District, everything in this region, it's members of both the House and the Senate, all parties. You're now the chair of the South Central delegation. You've had one forum already. I'm sure you've got another one coming up, correct?
Yeah, we're working on getting that scheduled now, but we're going to have at least two in the coming months. Not necessarily in Wichita. We're going to try to get out of Wichita a little
bit. Good, that's a good idea.
Because we love our Wichita folks, but South Central Kansas is more than just Wichita. So we're going to try to get out of the Wichita, hold a meeting maybe in Hutch, maybe in Heston, somewhere out there, and then try to get down south, maybe in Winfield, maybe in Ark City, to kind of just broaden our range a little bit as a delegation. And yeah, you're right, the delegation depends on size. I think it really depends on what we're having for lunch at our meetings. That determines the size of our delegation.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and one of the things that I try to share those forums with my listeners, because one of the things that I think would help, and you've probably experienced this, the Republicans, most of the attendance by Republicans does tend to go down because the folks who attend tend to be the most loud, activist, far-left, liberal members of the community. In large part, they're not represented by Republican legislators. They tend to come from certain House and Senate districts. And it's usually the same group of agitators every time advocating for the same things.
Yeah.
I think it would help if we had, like you said, go to take it to other areas and had more conservatives who could come and talk about and ask the delegation for things that mattered to conservatives.
Yeah.
You guys need to hear conservatives come to that delegation and say, lower our taxes to protect life, defend our Second Amendment rights, because if the delegation starts hearing that, they're going to recognize that the delegation represents more than just those vocal liberals.
Yeah, I think you make an excellent point there. The liberals and the activists, they do a great job activating their base for these forums. And they come out here and it's the same faces and it's the same subjects every time. And look, we're happy to hear them. I believe in the First Amendment. This is America. They have a right to redress their government. But we would like to hear from conservatives too. We would like to hear from people who may not be able to make it one meeting because they're at work, but if we have a night meeting, they can make it, and we can hear from them about issues they care about as well.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. So, Nick, the 97th District, that's southwest Wichita. What are the boundaries for folks who may not know?
So, roughly Meridian out to a little past Mays Road and Maple South to 55th Street. The airport encompasses it, basically all of southwest Wichita and a little bit of Schulte.
And just in case, I haven't looked yet. Are you running for re-election?
I have filed. I filed a few months ago after getting permission from my wife.
That's
so I've got
very
her
important.
Go ahead. I think I've got her vote as well.
Well, that's that. Okay. Well, I imagine you wouldn't have one if you didn't have the other. So
that's very true.
Let me go give you the opportunity. If people want to reach out to you, if they want to help, if you've got constituents who are listening, you probably do. How can they get in touch with
you? You can find me on Facebook under Nick Hoheisel. You can find me on Twitter at Rep Hoheisel. My website, hoheiselforkansas.com, Hoheisel for Kansas.com. You can reach out to me of any of those ways, and I will get back with you.
Perfect, brother. I appreciate you coming on. After the bottom of the hour break, Curtis Houck from the Media Research Center is going to help us understand why the media seems to hate gun rights and Second Amendment rights. And particularly the recent rally in Virginia. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.